那这个题目说你的将来我奉陪到底，这句话是我偶然在一个基督徒的公众号上看见。
This sentence, your future, I will keep it to the end. I saw this online.
那它的原话比这个更多一点。
The original quote was longer than this.
那它的原话是说你的过去我无法参与，你的将来我奉陪到底。
So the original says, your past I cannot participate in, but your future I will dedicate myself to it.
那在这句话下面还有四个小字。
There were some fine print in this quote as well.
那我想请弟兄姊妹猜一下是哪四个字。
Do you know what four words were in the fine print for this quote?
来。
Can you guess?
好吗？大家中国什么博士、硕士之类的，猜一下哪四个字。
There's so many PhDs and masters among us.
有没有人勇敢一下猜一下
？What are the words?
我告诉大家答案哈，叫主内交友。
It means to
这是一个征婚的广告词。
This is a wedding advertisement.
说你的过去我没有办法参与。
I cannot participate in your past.
但是你的将来我一定奉陪到底。
But I will, your future will be entrusted to me.
这个广告词就把这个世代人的心声表明出来。
This really expresses the thought of contemporary people.
因为我们每个人都希望我们的婚姻能够幸福，希望我们的爱情能够长久。
Because people who are in love, who are in a relationship, want their love to be everlasting.
那希望能够白头偕老。
They want to love till they are old.
那读者前几天有一篇文章。
This magazine.
这篇文章的题目说，在这出轨横行的年代，怀念相守到白头的爱情。
The article says, in this age where there's so many extramarital affairs, we really treasure the kind of love that goes to the very end.
因为文章里面讲到说，现在这个社会，特别是新闻里面，天天充斥着明星出轨的各种消息。
The article says, even in celebrity gossip today, we often hear of different entertainment figures who have affairs.
那大家天天被这样的新闻所包围，就让人感觉说这个一纸婚书或者是海誓山盟，听起来像一个莫大的讽刺。
When people are surrounded by such news, to think that love would be one and only forever, it just sounds very ironic.
所以文章的作者说，人们现在开始怀念老一辈人那种婚姻。
So actually, a lot of people are starting to admire the kind of love that older generations have had.
就是一生只爱一个，然后一直爱到。
To love one person for their whole lifetime and all the way to the end.
那文中那文章中还贴了很多的老年夫妇相濡以沫的照片。
The article even contained many photos of older couples.
那当我们看这些照片的时候，确实特别特别美，特别让人羡慕。
When we see these photos, we think they're beautiful and truly worthy of our admiration.
那文章的结尾的时候，他讲到说，从不羡慕街角相拥的小情侣，只羡慕那些年过半百依然执手相伴的白发老人。
So the article says we don't admire those people who are just making love on the street, but rather the kind of romance that lasts for many years to the end.
因为我们都知道，只有真爱才能够长久。
Because we know that true love must last for a long time.
只有长久的才是真爱。
Only everlasting love is true love.
那我前几天听了一篇关于婚姻家庭婚姻的信息。
So a few days ago, I was listening to some news on family and marriage.
那讲员在那里面说了一个数据啊。
So the speaker in this offered some statistics.
他没有说是哪一年的，他只是说现在美国人的结婚率是低到50%。
They didn't refer to the year, but the general statistics was saying that today's marriage rate has gone down below 50%.
他说大概在20年前，美国人的结婚率是75%。
In the last 25 years, it was actually 75%, much higher.
所以就说明现在越来越多的人选择不结婚，因为感觉对婚姻已经失去了信心。
These figures show us that people are getting married less and less because they have lost faith in marriage.
所以我就到 Wiki 上去查了一下现在的离婚率。
So I went on Wiki to look up the divorce rate.
那 Wiki 上提供的数据是2014年。
I got some figures for the year 2014.
美国人的离婚率是46%。
And the divorce rate in America is 46%.
就是说几乎一半的婚姻都是以失败离婚为结束。
So nearly half of all marriages end in divorce and failure.
说你想想现在只有一半的人选择结婚。
So just think about it. Maybe only half of the people of the population will choose to get married.
那结婚的人又只有一半能够坚持到底。
And then only half of those people will actually endure their marriage.
所以那些数学好的，你们可以算一算，到最后有多少婚姻能够持续到底。
So those who are good at math can calculate how many marriages can actually succeed.
那这里我们还包括那些其实婚姻还在名存实亡的那些婚姻。
Of course, these marriages that do endure also include those that are failing.
这就是现在这个社会的现实。
This is the reality of today's society.
每个人都渴望得到长久的爱，却很少有能够长久去爱别人。
Everyone wishes for love that will last, but not many people can love someone for so long.
所以就更不用说要爱到底了。
To even think, talk about loving to the end, it's even harder.
那除了最亲近的这个夫妻的关系，我们再看一看朋友之间的友谊。
If we so other than the intimacy between couples, let's also look at the intimacy between friends.
前不久有一个社会实践的短片引起很多人的关注。
A while ago there was a little video that caught the attention of everyone.
那这个短片的标题说你手机里的常用联系人有几个。
And that video was asking everyone how many contacts, friends do you have in your phone that are kept up?
那当这个短片播放的时候，里面有四位嘉宾。
In that video, there were four guests.
这四位嘉宾都是在很多人当中筛选出来。
These were selected among the population.
他筛选的条件说，你一定要认为你自己非常 social， 就说有很多很多的交际。
The requirements for the selection were that you had to feel like you were very sociable.
那这个节目的要求其实非常的简单。
And the requirements for the program was very simple.
他只需要嘉宾如实的回答下面几个问题。
The guest just had to answer the following questions.
第一点是说你不可以翻看手机，猜猜你手机的通讯录里面有多少个有多少个好友。
You can't look at your phone. Guess how many good friends do you have in your phone?
尽管我们没在那个实验短片里面，其实我们可以，我在提这些问题的时候，你们可以把这个问题。问自己哈。
Even though we're not looking at the video, we can ask these questions to ourselves.
第一个问题是不能看手机，想一想你自己有多少个好友。
The first question is not looking at your phone. Think about how many good friends you have.
第二个是除了那些工作上应酬上的交往，就是你有多少人是你绝不会主动联系，把这些人从这个你刚刚的名单上除掉。
Then other than those people you meet in work or networking.For those who you would never initiate a conversation with, take those people off the list.
那在你剩下的那些好友里面，第三个问题，在你剩下的那些好友里面，再把你的家人除掉。
In the remaining friends, take away your family members as well.
看一看你能有几个说真心话的朋友。
Think about how many friends are left who you would speak sincerely to.
那第四个问题是说，你和这些真心的朋友有多久没有联系了？
And then the last question is how.When was the last time you contacted these friends that you confide in?
那最后一个问题就是这个主持人要求当场的这几位嘉宾和他们所谓的真心的朋友打一个电话，看一看反应如何。
And then the last project was for those guests to contact one of those intimate friends they had and see how the conversation goes.
当第一个问题问出来的时候，这四位嘉宾的回答几乎相同。
When the first question was asked, almost all the guests had similar answers.
有的人说很多。
Some of them said a lot of friends.
有的人说大概200或者300，甚至有一个人说大概500多吧。
Some people said 200, 300, maybe even over 500.
那结果屏幕亮起来的时候，他们通讯录里面实际的人数都在1000人以上。
And actually, when they opened up, turned on their phones, they had over 1,000 friends.
然后他们被要求回答第二个问题，删掉那些你。从来不主动联系。
Then they had to answer the second question and remove all those friends that they never initiate a conversation with.
然后屏幕上亮出结果。
And on the screen we saw the result.
每位嘉宾在他能够联系的通讯录上就只有留下二三十人。
Everyone on the contact list had only 20 to 30 people.
然后告诉你说把家人再除去。
After removing family members,
选一选当中有几个是你可以说真心话的朋友。
make a selection among those who you consider close friends.
那节目里面那个气氛就越来越沉重。
The atmosphere on that program became heavy.
因为有一个人看来看去，最后摇摇头说一个也没有。
Because there was one person, after thinking and looking for a while, he said there was not one friend.
那另外三个人都想一想以后说大概两三个吧。
And for the others, they had maybe only two or three.
这是不是有很多很多的评论？
So there were many comments after this program.
有人讲说这四位嘉宾做人真的很失败。
Some people said these guests live a failed life.
说只有三四个可以，两三个可以说真心话的朋友。
Only two or three people they can speak the truth to.
那也有人讲说知心朋友本来就是这样这么少。
But others said it is truly rare to find someone you can confide in.
然后他们这几位嘉宾被要求回忆说上一次和这些真心朋友联系的时间是什么。
And then these guests were asked to recall the last time they spoke with these friends.
那他们沉默了好久。
They were silent for a while.
才发现说大家竟然和自己最知心的朋友都是很久很久没有联系。
Everyone found that they had not spoken to their closest friends for so long.
那主持人就让他们现场给这些朋友打电话。
So the host asked them to call up their friends right at that moment.
那其中一个嘉宾得到的结果是没人接。
So for one of the guests, the friend never answered.
因为有一个人已经说他一个都没有，所以他根本就不需要打电话。
There was another guest who said he had no friends, so he didn't even have to make the call.
只有剩下的两位嘉宾和他知心朋友大概在电话里面聊了起来。
Only the two remaining guests, they got to talk to their friends on the phone.
而且聊得还是很开心。
And they had good conversations.
说这个短片最后下的结论是时间会留下最值得的。
So the conclusion of the program is that time will leave you with the best people.
说这世上所有好的感情都必然经得起时间的检验。
All the best relationships in life will need to withstand the test of time.
夫妻是这样，朋友也是这样。
It is so with romance. It is also so with friendship.
那我们常常都知道有一句话叫“人无千日好，花无百日红”。
We know a Chinese proverb that means people are not always good, flowers do not bloom.
我们想一想，我们的人生经历里面，能够真的经得起时间考验的朋友能有几个
？We think about our own lives. How many friends actually can withstand the test of time?
大家记不记得前一段时间有一句话特别流行
？If everyone remembers, there was this phrase that became quite popular recently.
就是友谊的小船怎么样
？So it's about The ship of friendship.
友谊的小船说翻就翻。
The little boat of friendship, if you say flip it over, it just flips over.
为什么说翻就翻？
Why do we have this sentence? Why does it flip over?
我们人的爱都是有条件。
Because people's love always have conditions.
而且都是短暂。
And it's always very short-lived.
你可爱，我才爱你。说你值得交够朋友，我们才是朋友。
If you are lovable, if you are worthy, then we can become friends.
那忽然有一天我感觉你不可爱了，或者是你不够意思了，我们就一拍两散。
If one day I find you're not lovable or uninteresting, then let's just end our friendship.
但是我们的主对我们的爱不是这样。
But the love that our Lord has toward us is not like this.
他说他要以永远的爱来爱我们。
He told us he wants to love us with an everlasting love.
用一句非常接地气的话。
To use an ordinary phrase,
就是我们和主这爱的小船永远也不会翻。
Our little love boat with God will never flip over.
因为他应许我们说他爱我们就爱我们到底。
Because God has promised us, if He loves us, He will love us to the end.
说约翰福音十三章第一节讲说逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
We know that in John chapter 13, verse 1, that after the Passover, just before the Passover, Jesus knew the time had come for him to leave. And having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
这里的到底有两方面的意思。
Here, full extent or to the end has two meanings.
一方面是指时间方面的长久持续不断。
One meaning is referring to time, how this love is lasting forever in time.
那第二方面是指程度上的，是讲到达极点。
The second meaning is about the extent of the love.
所以可以翻译成说到最完全的地步。
And this can be translated to mean the love that reaches the full extent, the most complete sense.
所以有一个译本里面把这句话翻译成 他既爱世界上属自己的人，就爱他们到终极。
So one translation says, having loved his own who are in the world, he now showed them his love to the very end, to the completeness.
那我们先来看第一方面，讲到恒久的爱。
Let's first look at the first meaning behind this of time.
当圣经里面提到爱时，圣经里面常常讲说，爱是恒久忍耐，爱是永不止息。
The Bible tells us that love is long-suffering and that it never ends.
真正的爱一定是长久。
True love is always long.
如果我们看约翰福音的话，其实从约翰福音的13章是一个另起一个段落。
If we see John chapter 13, it starts this new phase.
从13章开始所记的都是主耶稣要被钉十字架之前，在地上最后那几天所发生的事情。
From chapter 13 onwards, we see that Jesus is preparing to go on the cross, and it's all the preparation for that event.
这里面说他知道他就要离开这个世界。
Here we know that we see Jesus knowing that he will leave this world.
但是他心里面还是有一些挂虑，有一些不舍，有些人他放不下。
But he still has this love toward those people he is leaving behind.
我想这个我们都很容易明白。
I think we can all understand this.
如果把我们放在同样的状况里面说，我们马上就要离开这个世界，我们心里面也肯定有很多的不舍。
If we are in this situation, and we are about to leave this world, we will also feel for many people who are left behind.
我们会挂虑我们的儿女怎么样，我们的家人会怎么办。
We will be anxious about how our children or our family will do after we're gone.
我想没有人会在这个时候去想到街边那个卖菜。没有人会这么想到说，这个时候你会挂虑街边卖菜的怎么样。
We will not be anxious over those people who are just selling vegetables.
当我们要离开这个世界的时候，我们没有人会想与我们毫不相关的人。
We won't be missing those who are strangers to us.
我们不会想说我们的邻居怎么样，我们工作上的老板怎么样。
We won't think about our neighbors or our boss.
尽管我们可能常常相见，或者是在工作上常常跟老板有联系。
Even if we have a lot of contact with people like our boss every day.
但是当我们到最后这个时间，我们所挂虑的都是我们最爱的人。
But when it comes to the end of our life, we miss and we are anxious for those we truly love the most.
所以当我们看这几章圣经的时候，你会发现说，主在离开这个世界的时候，还剩下一点点时间的里面。
So if we look at these passages, when Jesus is about to leave the world, he has just a little time left.
主所挂虑的，他所放不下的，就是那一般属于他的人。
Those he regrets leaving are those he loves the most.
换一句话说，就是我们今天这些得救归到他名下的人。
These are people who he has saved with his love.
那从13章到17章，其实约翰用了5章的这个篇幅来记载主耶稣在地上的最后晚餐。
From chapter 13 to chapter 17, John uses these chapters to describe Jesus' last moments with his disciples in the Last Supper.
吃完这顿饭，主耶稣就要被卖。
After the Last Supper, Jesus was about to be betrayed.
他要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他的罪，他要被钉在十字架上。
He would be handed over to the scribes and the priests, and he would be crucified on the cross.
就是在这样的一个背景里面，当我们来读这五章的时候，你会发现说，五章的记载里面很少记录主耶稣自己怎么样。
If you read these five chapters in their context, we can find that there's not that much recording what Jesus felt about himself.
那所记录的都是主耶稣对门徒们的安慰和劝勉。
It's more about Jesus' comfort and exhortation for his disciples.
那14章第一节讲到说，告诉门徒不要忧愁。
In chapter 14, verse 1, he tells his disciples not to be troubled.
那14章27节里面讲说，他把平安赐给这些属于他的人。
In chapter 14, verse 27, he tells his disciples that he will leave peace with them.
那16章第一节里面讲到说，他要保守他的门徒不至于跌倒。
In chapter 16, verse 1, he told his disciples he will protect them from going astray.
那16章13节里面，他更应许说，他要赐下圣灵，引导这些门徒进入一切的真理。
In chapter 16, verse 13, he promises that he will leave the Holy Spirit with them, who will guide them into all truth.
那后面就是为这些门徒们的祷告。
And then after that, he prays for his disciples.
所以可以这么说，在主在地上最后的一段时间里面，他的全心都在这一群属于他的人身上。
So we can see that in the last moments of Jesus on earth, his whole heart was with those people he loved.
这就是这些经文里面所提到的，他既爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
This is what 13 verse 1 is saying, that having loved his own who are in the world, he showed them the full extent of his love.
他不仅肉身在地上的时候这样爱我们，他复活升天以后他还是这样的爱我们。
He not only loved them like this on earth, but after he was raised to heaven, he continued to love them.
那罗马书那里说他从死里复活，现今在神的右边也替我们祈求。
Romans tells us that he has risen from the dead, and he is now at the right hand of the throne of God interceding for us.
因为他可以长远活着，所以他可以爱我们爱到底。
Because he lives forever, he can love us forever to the end.
旧约里面耶利米书三十一章里面特别讲到说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
In Jeremiah 31, we also see God tells us that he has loved us with an everlasting love, and he draws us close with his love.
所以这是讲的在时间上，主耶稣是爱我们就爱我们到底。
So we see that in terms of time, Jesus loves us forever to the end.
那我们再来看一点，说他如何照着我们的本相来爱我。
Let's also look at how Jesus loves us just as we are.
如果我们只看约翰福音十三章的话，
If we only look at John chapter 13,
我们把这个一章略略的读一遍，你会发现有一个词出现了好多次。
If we read through this chapter quickly, we can see this word that keeps appearing.
那这个词就是知道。
This word is know.
在第一节里面讲说，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候。
In verse 1, Jesus knew that the time had come.
然后第三节里面讲到说，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里。
In verse 3, Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power.
后面讲说，且知道自己是从神出来。
Later, it tells us that he knew he came from God.
那第十一节里面讲到说，耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁。
In verse 11, Jesus knew who was going to betray him.
十八节里面讲到说，我知道我所拣选的是谁。
In verse 18, I know those I have chosen.
一连五个知道。
There are five knows here.
耶稣都知道。
Jesus knows all.
他知道每一个人，他知道每一件要发生的事情。
He knows everything. He knows everything that will happen.
那与此这个五个知道有一个鲜明的对比。
So there's a great comparison to be made among these knows.
就是门徒的不知道。
The disciples not knowing.
如果看第七节的话，讲到说，如今不知道，后来必明白。
In verse 17, now that you know these things, you have not known these things before.
这句话是对彼得讲。
This is speaking to Peter.
那二十八节里面讲到说，同席的人没有一个知道。
In verse 28, no one at the meal knew why Jesus said this.
所以主耶稣知道每一个人每一件事。
Jesus knows every person, everything.
他还是爱他们。
But he still loves them.
他说完这句话以后，他就开始给门徒洗脚。
After he said these words, he began washing his disciples' feet.
这些被洗脚的人里面包括彼得。
Among those who were being washed was Peter.
主耶稣知道彼得就要三次否认他。
Jesus knew that Peter was going to deny him three times.
彼得会在一个使女的面前发咒起誓说我不认识这个人。
Peter would eventually, in front of a maid servant, curse and swear that he did not know Jesus.
但是我们的主依然给他洗脚。
But Jesus still washed his feet at this time.
那这里面也包括多马。
Among these disciples, there was Thomas as well.
尽管主耶稣说他这个被钉在十字架上以后三天要复活。
Jesus told them that he would be crucified and would be raised after 3 days.
但是他听而不闻。
But even though Thomas heard it, he did not believe.
尽管主耶稣后面复活以后，有很多的门徒都告诉多马说主已经复活了。
After Jesus resurrected, many disciples told Thomas that he was risen.
但是多马还是不信。
When Thomas still refused to believe.
他说要他信的话，除非让他亲手摸一摸，亲眼看一看。
Thomas said, unless I see with my own eyes and touch with my own hands, I will believe.
多马对主一点点的信心都没有。
We can say that Thomas did not have any faith.
但是我们的主为他洗脚。
But the Lord still washed his feet here.
那这里面更包括那个要出卖主的犹大。
And these disciples also included the Judas who would betray him.
就单单为了三十两的银子，他就把主出卖。
Just for 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed our Lord.
其实你细看，这每个门徒都不怎么样。
If you look closely, none of these disciples are very worthy people.
他们甚至在这个晚餐之前还在彼此争论说谁是当中的老大。
Even before this last supper, they were still arguing among themselves who would be the greatest.
那当主耶稣被钉死的时候，所有的人都作鸟兽散。
And then when Jesus was crucified, everyone fled and ran away.
所以你会稀奇，主耶稣所牵挂的就是一群这样的人。
So we can see Jesus loved this group of people.
其实主是有很多很多的理由可以放弃这些人。
He had so many reasons to give up on them.
因为这些人做的事情实在让我们的主很伤心。
Because what they did was truly heartbreaking for our Lord.
用我们今天的眼光看来，就是很不够意思。
From our point of view, what they did was just not right.
但是我们的主没有放弃他们。
But our Lord did not give up on them.
主说，主所爱的就爱他们到底。
The Lord says that He loves them to the end.
他所爱的就是这样的一群人。
He loved this kind of people.
所以可见主对人的爱是没有条件的爱。
So we see that God's love for us has no conditions.
无论你怎么样，我要照着你的本相来爱你。
No matter how you are, I will love you the way you are.
其实今天主用同样的爱来爱我。
Today the Lord loves us just like this.
如果我们这个叫什么，认识自己够清楚的话。
If we truly know ourselves.
其实我们和这些门徒非常非常的相似。
We are actually very similar to these disciples.
甚至有很多的时候，我们比这些门徒还不够意思。
Sometimes we are even worse than these disciples.
圣里面说彼得三次否认主。
It says in the Bible that Peter denied the Lord three times. 那
当主耶稣回头看他的时候，他就出去痛哭。
After Jesus looked back at him, he actually left and wept bitterly.
想一想，我们有多少次否认主
？Think about how many times we deny our Lord.
可是我们常常就一点感觉都没有，更不用说出去痛哭。
But oftentimes, even after we have denied him, we have no feeling. We don't even go out to cry.
我想主在我们每个人得救的身上有很多很多的恩典和祝福，可是我们常常像多马一样，里面还是有很多的怀疑。
I think a lot of times God gives us grace and blessings, but in our hearts we are like Thomas who still doubts.
我们里面满了不信的恶心。
We still have the sin of unbelief in our hearts.
那有多少的时候为了地上的好处，我们弃我们的主义不顾，就像犹大一样。
And sometimes for the self-interest, the riches of earth, we betray our Lord just like Judas.
其实我们在主面前的光景，我们的样子主都知道。
Actually, our condition before the Lord, how we are, is all clear to our Lord.
他当初用如何用这个无条件的爱来爱当初属于他的门徒的，今天一样用一样的爱来爱我们。
The same kind of unconditional love God, Jesus showed to his disciples back then, he is showing the same kind of love to us today.
所以约翰福音六章里面，六章三十七节里面讲到说，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
So in John chapter 6, verse 37, it says, all that the Father gives me that comes to me, I will never drive away.
主从来不舍弃我们。
The Lord never gives up on us.
他对我们的爱是那种不离不弃的爱。
The kind of love He gives us is the kind that never leaves nor forsakes us.
那主对我们的爱不仅恒久，而且爱我们爱到至极。
Not only is the Lord's love everlasting, but it is love to the very end.
那我现在问大家一个问题。
Let me ask everyone a question.
如果你说你爱一个人，或者是你有爱一件事情的话，怎么来衡量你爱的程度
？If you say you love someone or something, how can you measure the extent of your love？
如何来衡量？什么是衡量的标准
？What are the standards of measurement for that？
想一想。
Think about it。
怎么来衡量
？How do you measure your love？
那我把这个问题变得简单一点。
Let me make this question simpler。
那如果有个人说他爱你的话，你如何来衡量他对你的爱
？If someone says they love you, how do you measure their love?
这个就比刚才那个要简单一点。
This might be simpler than the question before.
因为我们常常看不见我们自己的这个缺点，但是别人的缺点我们能看得很清楚。
Because oftentimes we cannot see our own weaknesses, but we see others very clearly.
所以当别人说爱我们的时候，我们马上就能够感觉出他到底是只是嘴上说一说，还是很真实的爱我们。
So when others say they love us, we can immediately feel whether they are saying it just with words or with true actions.
那我现在告诉大家一个标准，看大家同不同意我这个标准。
Let me offer a standard of measurement for everyone and see if you agree with me.
标准就是看你愿意为你所爱的付出多少。
One standard of measurement is how much you are willing to give up for the one you love.
你愿意为他付出的越多，就表明你越爱他。
The more you are willing to sacrifice, that means the more you love them.
你付出的程度或者是牺牲的程度，就表明你爱他的程度。
The extent of your sacrifice shows the extent of your love.
大家同意不同意？
Does everyone agree?
如果我不爱你的话，让我付出一点点，我都感觉是很大的代价。
If I don't love you, just for me to give up some little thing for you, I feel like it's a great sacrifice.
那当一个人爱另外一个人的时候，你让他付出很大的很多的代价，他都感觉值得。
But if someone truly loves another person, even if they're asked to give up a lot, they feel like this sacrifice is truly worth it.
所以当我们说主爱我们到极点的时候，我们只要看一看主为我们付出了什么，我们大概就可以体会到他爱我们到一个什么程度。
So when we see that our Lord shows the full extent of His love for us, we just need to look at how much He has sacrificed.
那我们现在来看两节比较熟悉的经文。
Let's look at two passages of Scripture that are pretty familiar to us.
那第一节我想我们大家都会背的，约翰福音三章十六节。
The first verse is John 3:16, which a lot of us have memorized.
那里面讲到说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That verse tells us, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life.
那第二处经文是在罗马书第五章第七节到第八节。
The second passage is Romans chapter 5,
第七节到第八节。
Verse 7 to 8.
这是我们非常熟悉的。
This is also very familiar to us.
这里面说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
Here it says, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
神爱我们爱到一个地步，舍了他的独生子。
God loved us to such an extent that He was willing to give His own Son up for us.
主耶稣爱我们爱到一个地步，舍了他自己的生命。
Jesus loved us to the extent that He gave up His own life.
这就是神对我们终极的爱。
This is the kind of love, the full love God shows to us.
我想我们人世间找不到这样的爱。
I guess we cannot find this kind of love on earth.
那我有一儿一女啊，是我所爱的。
Now I have a son and a daughter whom I love.
那尽管很多的时候，他让我有的时候会生气或者失望难过。
Sometimes they might make me angry, upset, or disappointed.
但我还是很爱他们。
But I still love them very much.
那如果说让我为了别人的缘故舍了我的儿女。
If I'm going to offer up to sacrifice my children for someone else.
坦白地说不可能。
To be honest, it's impossible for me.
我就是做不到。
I cannot do it.
门都没有。
Just not a chance.
我不可能为任何一个人把我的儿女舍。
I cannot give up my son or daughter for anyone.
但是神却为了救你和我这样常常悖逆的人，把他的儿子舍。
But God, because of us who are rebellious against Him, He gave up His Son.
而且他要知道说，他的儿子竟然被我们这样的人钉在十字架上。
And He had to see His Son being crucified and tortured by us.
如果这样的爱还不是到极致的爱，我想没有一个爱可以敢说自己是一个完全的爱。
If this is not complete love, then no love is complete.
那我父母第一次来美国来看我们的时候是2000年。
Back in 2000, my parents came to visit me in the U.S.
那个时候他们还不信主，我也是刚刚才得救。
They were not believers back then. I had just recently become a Christian.
所以当我这个根据我从小到大对我父母的了解的时候，我感觉他们很难相信主。
According to my understanding of my parents, I felt that it would be very difficult for them to become Christians.
那让我非常惊奇的是，来了几个月不到，他们就相信了。
But to my surprise, they became Christians just a few months after they came.
那有一天晚上，我妈妈在家跟我说一句话，我现在还记得。
Now one evening, my mom said something to me that I still remember today.
她说耶稣死的时候33.5岁，正是你哥哥今年的年纪。
When Jesus died on earth, he was 33.5 years old, which is just your brother's age.
她说要是我，我可舍不得，神竟然舍。
She said, for me, I would not be willing to give up your brother, but the Lord was willing.
说这样的神我要信。
This kind of God I want to believe in.
那2000年他信主以后，真的感谢主，一直在主里面， 跟随主。
After 2000, after she became a Christian, I thank the Lord that she has continued to grow in the Lord.
近一两年我父亲身体不是很好。
In recent years, my father's health has deteriorated.
那儿女都不在身边，所以都是我妈妈在一个人在照顾我爸爸。
Because children are not around, my mother became the caretaker for my father.
那我上次回国看我妈妈的时候，她瘦得不行。
Last time I returned to China, my mom was just super thin.
因为非常非常的累，照顾病人。
Because she was weary and tired from taking care of a sick patient.
但是她很喜乐，常常对我说一句话。
But she was very joyful and she often said something to me.
就说别担心，有主呢。
Don't worry, we have the Lord.
主就是对我们就是这样的爱。
The Lord has such love for us.
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
He personally took on our sins.
靠着他所流的宝血，我们的罪得以赦免。
Through His precious blood, our sins are forgiven.
我们可以成为新造的人，成为蒙爱的儿女。
We can become new creatures and children beloved by God.
那我们每一周其实在这伯饼聚会都是证明一件事情。
Every time we come gather on Sundays to break the bread, we are proving one thing.
要表明神对我们的爱永不改变。
We are showing that God's love for us has never changed.
我们纪念的是主的死，见证是神的爱。
We remember the Lord's death and we witness God's love for us.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Because he has loved his own people, he will love them to the very end.
那我们再来看说他如何拯救我们到底。
Let's also look at how he saves us to the very end.
其实主爱我们到底和拯救我们到底这两个到底是彼此相连的。
These two instances of loving us and saving us to the very end are related.
在原文里面都是同一个字。
In the original language, it was the same word.
主不仅爱我们到底，他还救我们到底。
He not only, our Lord not only loved us to the end, but saves us to the end.
如果他只是爱我们到底的话，你细想，其实这个爱还是有一点点美中不足。
If he only loves us to the very end, if you think about it closely, it's not quite enough.
我想我们当中很多做父母的都有这样的经历。
I think our those who are parents among us have this experience.
像我刚刚所说的，我们都很爱很爱我们自己的儿女。
We all love our children very much, as I've said before.
但是当你发现我们的儿女在难处里面，在危险当中的时候，很多时候我们这些做父母的却无能为力。
But a lot of times when our children are in difficult situations, we find that we as parents are helpless.
因为我们救不了他们。
Because we cannot save them.
但是主耶稣与我们不一样。
But Jesus is different from us.
他说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人。他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Because Jesus is the one who intercedes for us forever, he can save everyone who comes to him completely.
他不仅肯拯救我们，他也能拯救我们。
He not only is willing to save us, but he can save us.
而且这里说他拯救我们到底。
And he saves us to the very end.
想想我们自己的经历。
If we think about our own experience,
多少的时候愿意帮助我们的人帮助不了我们。
A lot of times those who are willing to help us cannot help us.
因为他没有那个能力来帮助。
Because they don't have the ability.
又常常是有那些有能力的人又不愿意来帮助。
And then those who have the ability to help us are not willing.
但这里主告诉我们说，他爱就爱我们到底，他救就救我们到底。
But here it tells us that our Lord loves us to the end and saves us to the end.
他不仅肯，他也能来救我们。
He's not only willing, but he has the ability, the power to do it.
不只是一次两次，十次八次。
Not just a few times, not just 10 times.
这里面是讲说他拯救我们到底。
It says he saves us to the very end.
如果大家注意这一句话，这句话有两个词在程度上非常非常的绝对讲。
If we pay attention to this passage, there are two words that are very absolute.
一个是讲到凡靠着。
One is talking about whoever trusts.
第二个讲到说拯救到底。
The other is saving completely.
凡就是指每一个任何一个靠着他来的人，他都能够拯救。
Whoever comes to him, this is talking about anyone.
他都能够拯救到底。
He can save completely anyone.
那在哥林多后书第一章第十节那里面讲到说，主耶稣。 他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
In 2 Corinthians 1:10, it tells us that Jesus has saved us from death and he will continue to save us.
那主耶稣不止过去救我们，现在救我们，将来他还要救我们。
Jesus saves us not only in the past, the present, but also the future.
他不仅拯救我们的灵，他还救我们的魂，连我们的身体有一天都要得赎。
He not only saves our body, but he will save our souls as well. One day we will be redeemed.
说这里面讲到这个拯救是何等完全的拯救，是我们全人的被拯救。
This is a complete salvation. Our whole being will be saved.
那为什么我们可以被拯救到底？
Why will we be saved to the end?
这句话告诉我们说，是因为他永远活着替我们祈求。
It's because the Lord Jesus is living forever and interceding for us always.
换句话说，我们之所以能够被拯救到底，是因为他长远活着在神面前为我们祈求的结果。
So the reason we can be saved completely is because he lives forever at the right hand of God and he intercedes for us.
因为他是那位高过诸天的大祭司，是神与人之间唯一的中保。
The Lord Jesus is the high priest above all heavens and he is the mediator between us and God.
也是我们唯一的拯救。
He's our only mediator and our only savior.
和平聚会时也唱了一首诗歌，讲到说他是中保，他是大祭司。
Actually, during the breaking of bread today, we sang a hymn about how Jesus was the only mediator and high priest.
今天其实我们提到祭司的时候，我们都没什么感觉。
Today, when we talk about high priest, we don't really have any feelings about it.
我们对祭司的认识，不是从电影里面看到的，就是从书里面读到的。
Our understanding of the high priest is only from books or movies.
我们也不感觉他们有什么特别的地方，也不感觉他们有什么特别的需要。
We don't feel like these priests have any special powers or needs.
但是祭司的职分是非常非常重要。
But actually, the position of a high priest is very, very important.
如果我们看圣经的话，我们就知道说人是没有办法直接来到公义的神面前。
If we look at the Bible, we know that people are not able to come before the righteous God on their own.
必须要透过祭司来献祭。
They had to go through a high priest who would offer up sacrifice.
祭司是人的代表，代表人来到神的面前。
The high priest is a representative for humankind to come before God.
所以祭司的工作，其实我们概括起来就是把神带到人的中间，把人带到神的面前。
So the job of the priest is to bring people before God and to bring God in front of the people.
这就是祭司的功用。
This is the job, the responsibility of a priest.
但很可惜，当人成为祭司的时候，因为人的缺点，所以祭司也有缺点。
So when people become priests because they're human, then priests also have faults.
而且还有一个问题，就是说人没办法长远活着。
And people cannot live forever, as we know.
所以没有一个祭司是可以长远活。
So not one priest can live forever.
所以不停的更换。
So you continually change the priest.
于是为了弥补人的不完全，神就按照麦基洗德的等次立耶稣为祭司。
To help with the human weakness, God actually set up Jesus as the high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
其实耶稣之所以能够成为祭司，因为是他曾经把自己的身体献上。
Jesus was able to become a high priest because he once gave up his life.
他成为那个更永远的赎罪祭。
He became that everlasting sacrifice of atonement.
因为只有他为我们流血舍命。
Because only he died and shed his blood for us.
只有他在十字架上借着死败坏了那掌死权。
Only he on the cross was able to overcome the power of sin and darkness.
只有他胜过了死亡的权势，可以长远活着。
Only he overcame the power of death and was able to live forever.
所以今天因着耶稣的缘故，我们不再需要祭司的制度。
So because of Jesus today, we don't need the order of priests.
我们有一位长远的祭司，永不更换的祭司，在神面前为我们祈求。
Because we have an everlasting, unchanging priest.This is why we say Jesus can save us and save us completely.
那我原来工作的公司是一个历史非常悠久的小公司。
So the company I used to work at was an old company that went back for many years.
我特别去查一下，公司成立1968年。
It was established in 1968.
这个资历非常非常的老。
So it's a very old company.
因为它是个电脑公司。
And it's a company in computers.
那个时候还没有微软。Microsoft.
Oh, at that time there wasn't Microsoft yet.
那现在就更不用提现在那些什么 Google 啊 Amazon， 那个时候根本都没有。
Back then there was no Google, Amazon, any of those.
那这个公司其实当时做得非常成功。
And at that time the company was quite successful.
于是决定开发第二个产品。
So they decided to start a new product.
那据说是开发第二个产品的时候在两个方向上做选择。
They had to choose between two directions when they were making this new product.
那一个是方向是搜索引擎。
One direction was the direction of search engines.
就是今天 Google 做的。
Which is what Google does today.
那另一个方向是数据备份与恢复。
The other direction was data backup and restoration.
那当时的结果是选择了数据备份。
So they chose the latter option at that time.
所以我们常常在一起的时候开玩笑。
So when we are together, we often joke around.
如果我们当时选择 search engine 的话，可能就没 Google 什么事。
If we only chose search engine back then, maybe there would not be Google.
那在公司经营这么多年里面，据说公司曾经也做了很多很多的努力。
So with this company and the many years behind it, we worked very hard.
据说非常努力要和一些大公司建立联系。
We tried to build up connections with these huge companies.
那专门为这些大公司量身定做一些产品。
To make products especially for these big companies.
那据说后来都以失败告终。
But every time these projects ended in failure.
那听说原因是常常联系在管理层啊，刚刚谈妥，然后就换人。
And the problem was every time we finally negotiated a deal, the person in charge was changed.
那每次公司都做得很辛苦，跟那些人 make 叫 social 啊，做朋友啊，然后好不容易要谈妥的时候又黄。
The company always worked hard to socialize, make connections, networking.
原因是那些大公司的管理层常常换来换去。
But the deal always fell through at the last moment because these managers, these people in charge were always changing.
所以后来公司就学乖了，老老实实做自己的小本生意。
So the company learned from its lesson and began to just focus on its own small products.
那其实我们现实生活里面也常常遇到这样的事情。
In our life today, we often meet such situations as well.
很多已经明明说好的事情忽然之间变卦了。
Maybe some negotiations, some deals we make suddenly turn sour.
那原因就是中间经手的人换了。
Maybe it's because in the process, some people in charge were changed.
那一切又不得不从头开始。
And then everything has to start from the beginning.
那我们的主讲到说他是永远长存不用更换的大祭司。
But the Lord tells us that he is an unchanging high priest.
所以我们根本就不需要担心换人的这样的事情。
We don't have to worry about anyone taking his place or changing the position.
我们所需要做的是只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前。
All we need to do is to come boldly before him.
为要得连续蒙恩惠做我们随时的帮助。
To receive grace from the throne to be our help always.
那不仅如此，他还能体恤我们的软弱，因为他凡事也都曾受过试探。
Not only this, but he is a high priest who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses because he has been tempted in every way.
这是希伯来书第四章的十五节和十六节。
This is Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16.
讲到说他能体谅我们这些愚蒙和失迷的人。
It says that the Lord can sympathize with us who are weak.
据说曾经有一对这个基督徒的夫妇在婚姻里面出了一些状况。
It is said that a couple had problems in their marriage before.
于是他们决定来到教会的牧者这个面前寻求一些辅导和帮助。
They decided to come before the pastor of a church for help.
那当他们来到牧者面前的时候，牧者就问了他们三个问题。
The pastor asked them three questions.
第一个是讲说你们有外遇吗？
The first question was, do you have an affair going on?
那他们彼此看一下，回答说没有。
They looked at each other and said no.
那牧者就问第二个问题。
The pastor asked the second question.
那你们经济上有问题？
Do you have problems in your finances?
那他们看一看说也没有。
They looked at each other, no.
那牧者就说那一定是最后这个问题。
Then the pastor said it must be this last problem.
你们中间一定有人有什么恶习。
Someone among you must have some bad habit.
那他们看一看说还是没有。
They looked at each other and said, no, that's not the case.
那牧者就看他们说，这些问题你们都没有，那还能有什么样问题？
The pastor said, you don't even have these three problems. How can you have any problems?
如果这三个问题都没有的话，其他的问题都不是问题。
If your problem doesn't fall under these three categories, then any problem is no problem.
于是就把这对夫妇打发走。
So he sent this couple away.
那这对夫妇离开的时候就很失望。
And this couple was very disappointed when they left.
那这里不是说这位牧者不好。
I'm not saying this pastor is a bad person.
我们只是说他对婚姻了解可能还是有限。
But that he has a very limited understanding of marriage.
因为他在婚姻里面可能没有经历过什么难处，所以他没有办法给这些辅导的人以应试的帮助。
Perhaps he has not experienced many difficulties in his own marriage, and he is not able to offer helpful counseling for this.
但是我们的主耶稣不一样。
But our Lord Jesus is different.
刚刚那节经文里面讲说，他经历了人世间一切的苦难。
It says that in that verse that Jesus went through all kinds of difficulties in this life.
他也受过一切的试探。
He has been tempted in every kind of way.
因此我们一切的难处，我们大大小小的问题，他都知道，他都了解。
So every kind of difficulty or challenge we have, he knows all of them.
所以当我们来到他面前的时候，我们才可以得到我们应时的帮助。
So when we come before him, we can get help from him.
弟兄姐妹，我们就是有这样一位高过诸天、满有尊荣的大祭司。
Brothers and sisters, we have such a high priest who is above all heavens and who can sympathize and help us.
他在神的面前长久地为我们祈求。
He often intercedes for us.
那我们还有什么可以害怕？
What can we be afraid of then?
那尽管我们常常软弱失败，好像走不下去一样。
Often we are weak, we fail, and it seems like we can't keep going.
我们感觉可能会非常的孤单，没有人陪着我们，也没有人为我们祷告。
We might feel lonely, we might feel no one will pray for us.
但是我还是请弟兄姊妹记住，我们的主耶稣基督他长久地为我们祈求。
But I ask brothers and sisters to remember that Jesus often prays for us.
所以我们不需要害怕。
So we don't have to be afraid.
因为他应许我们靠着他进到神面前的人，他都拯救到底。
Because he has promised that those who come to him, he will love and save completely to the end.
我们现在来看最后一段经文。
Let's look at the last passage of scripture.
讲到哥林多前书一章第八节，讲说他必坚固我啊，他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可指责。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8, he will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主不仅是那位爱我们到底的主。
Our Lord is not the only the one who loves us to the end.
他也拯救我们到底。
He also saves us to the end.
这里面说他还要坚固我们到底。
Here it says he will keep us strong to the end.
那这里面所说的主耶稣基督的日子，就讲主再来显现的日子。
When it talks about the day of our Lord Jesus, it's talking about when Jesus will be revealed.
所以他应许那些等候主再来的圣徒们说，他要坚固他们到底。
So here is a promise to those saints who believe in him that he will strengthen them to the very end.
其实弟兄姐妹，我们在主面前常常有很多很多的心愿。
Actually, brothers and sisters, before our Lord, we often have these desires and wishes.
我们也会有很多具体服侍主的行动。
We will have some actual actions that we of ministry that we take part in.
但是你会发现有一个问题，就是我们不能常常持久。
But oftentimes these things do not last.
做一段时间我们就做不下去。
Maybe we'll do something for the Lord for a while and then we can't continue.
跟随主一段时间我们就跟不下去。
We follow the Lord for a while and then we stop.
所以能否持久是我们一个很大的考验。
So whether we can endure to the end is a big test.
我想我们都有这样的心愿。
I think we all have this wish in our hearts.
但是如果只有心愿而且不能长久的话，你就会发现说这些心愿对我们来讲这个价值都不大。
But if we have wishes and never are able to put them into practice, then these wishes don't have much value for us.
我想大家可能都有这样的经历啊，就是在每年年初的时候，我们都立下心愿要读圣经读一遍。
I think everyone has this experience. At the beginning of the new year, we usually resolve in our hearts to read the Bible, the whole Bible for a year.
我们有各样的读经的计划，每天只要读几章，跟下来的话，我们就可以一年把圣经读完。
We have all kinds of goals.Bible reading plans that we make. If we read a certain number of chapters or verses every day, we can continue and finish.
那现在是八月份，我想问一下，我们在座跟到八月份的有多少？
Now it's the month of August. I want to ask if anyone has followed your plan up till the month of August.
可能跟前面十天、半个月不是问题。
Maybe the first 10 days or half a month, it's no problem.
但是你会发现说跟到八月份还是很难的。
But to follow it all the way through August is quite difficult.
8月份到12月份还有6个月。
From August
还有4个月。
From August to December, there's 4 more months.
所以你会发现说，真的持久来对我们来讲是很难的一件事情。
So to endure to the end is very difficult for us.
那每个进入婚姻的人，当他们说我愿意的时候，其实他们都是认真的。
Every person who enters into a marriage, when they say I do, they mean it.
他们都有一个心愿。
They all have a wish.
就是你的将来我奉陪到底。
That your future will be entrusted to me forever.
可是这个心愿能持续多久就不好讲。
But how long that future can last is uncertain.
所以对于我们来讲，最大的难处就是持久。
So the greatest difficulty we have is that long.
但是我们靠着自己没有办法持久，没有办法坚持住。但是告诉我们说，他要为我们持守。
But even though we cannot endure, it says here that the Lord will help us endure.
他要坚固我们到底。
He's going to make us strong.
所有那些出于美善的，所有那些向着主美好的心愿，主都看重。
All those good desires we have, the Lord really values them highly.
主耶稣要在我们每个人身上一直做工，直到这些心愿成就在我们的身上。
The Lord is going to continue to do a work in our hearts until those desires are completed.
尽管我们失败，我们放弃，但是我们的主从来不放弃。
Even though we fail and we want to give up, our Lord never gives up on us.
所以他说，那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的。我们的救主独一的神，这是犹大书24节。
In the book of Jude,
24节里面讲说，那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神。
It says in verse 24, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy.
如果我们对自己稍微有一点认识的话，我们就会稀奇，像我们这样的人怎么可能不失脚。
If we understand ourselves, we might be surprised by this verse, because how can we keep ourselves from falling?
圣经里面有那么多的伟人，他们都失脚，我们怎么可能不失脚？
There's so many great people in the Bible who fell. How can we not fall?
我想我们唯一不失脚的原因，就是因为我们的主一直在坚固我们。
I think the only reason why we will not fall completely is because the Lord continuously strengthens us.
我想当我们讲到失败软弱的时候，我们常常会提到彼得。
I think when we think of failures or weaknesses, we often think of Peter.
那提到彼得的三次不认主。
We think of Peter when he denied the Lord 3 times.
但是就是对着彼得来讲，当我们的主复活的时候。
But for Peter, when our Lord was raised from the dead.
他向那些来寻找的妇人讲说，让去告诉他的门徒和彼得。
We know that the Lord told the women, go tell Peter and the disciples.
那这里面主特别提到彼得。
The Lord specified Peter.
因为主知道这个时候可能是彼得感觉最羞辱的时候。
Because he knew this time might be when Peter was most ashamed of himself.
彼得可能感觉自己没有脸再回到主的面前，可能会因此而自暴自弃。
Peter might be so ashamed, he's not willing to look at Jesus and might give up on himself.
所以主特别的提到他，特别来安慰他，特别来坚固他。
So the Lord specified him to comfort him and to strengthen him.
所以当我们看使徒行传的时候，我们就发现说，以后的彼得是如何被主大大的使用。
So when we look at the book of Acts, we see how greatly Peter was used later for the Lord.
借着在他身上的很多神迹奇事，他把主的福音广传。
Through many miracles and wonders God did on him, Peter spread the gospel.
那路加福音里面也记到说，有两个去以马忤的门徒。
In Luke, we also see that there were 2 disciples going to Emmaus.
当他们看见那个素来所盼望要赎以色列百姓的耶稣被钉死的时候，他们就灰心失望。
When they saw that the one who seemed to be promised by the law and the prophets, he was crucified on the cross, their hearts were very disappointed.
于是他们决定离开耶路撒冷，离开这块伤心地。
So they left this place of sorrow, Jerusalem.
他们就开始走下坡，要往以马忤去。
So they began walking downhill to Emmaus.
他们忘记了主的吩咐，要让他们在耶路撒冷。
They forgot the Lord's promise, the Lord's command for them to stay in Jerusalem.
他们忘了主的话和主的吩咐。
They forgot the Lord's word and his command.
那遇到艰难、遇到考验的时候，他们决定放弃。
So when they met these challenges, they decided to give up.
但是当他们往以马忤斯去的时候，
But when they were on their way to Emmaus,
我们的主突然向他们显现。
The Lord suddenly revealed himself to them.
主竟然没有责备他们。
The Lord did not rebuke them.
每次我读到这时候，我就感觉非常稀奇。
Whenever I read this story, I am very surprised by this.
我想如果是我们向这个两个门徒显现的时候，我们可能第一句话就讲说，你们怎么可以这个样子？
If it were us, maybe when we see these two disciples, our first words might be, why are you like this?
我们可能会劈头盖脸的先把他们训一顿。
We might yell at them, reprimand them a bit.
但是主没有责备他们。
But the Lord did not do this.
那主做了一件更稀奇的事情，就是陪着他们一直走下坡路。
The Lord did this surprising thing, which was He accompanied them on their walk downhill.
那主的目的只有一个。
The Lord had only one purpose.
就是要恢复他们，坚固他们。
To strengthen them.
所以在这个路上，主耶稣就跟他们把关于他自己的事情都讲得清楚。
So on the road there, the Lord talked very completely about what happened.
主耶稣亲自来开启他们。
He personally revealed. The word to them.
以至于他们自己最后来自己做见证说，他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热吗？
So that later they gave testimony that when the Lord spoke with them about the word of God, their hearts were touched inside.
所以那个江禅的灯火重新对主挑亮起来。
The flame in their hearts had again been sparked.
里面对主的爱被重新被主挑燃起来。
So the love for God had again in their hearts been ignited.
主从来不放弃我。
The Lord never gives up on us.
所以当这两个门徒遇见主的时候，他们做了一个非常奇妙的反应。
So when these two disciples met the Lord, they had this wonderful reaction.
圣经上说是当天晚上。
The Bible tells us on that night.
他们立时起身回耶路撒冷。
They immediately returned to the city of Jerusalem.
每一个遇见主的人都有这样奇妙的改变。
Every person who met the Lord had this wonderful change.
尽管我们灰心失败，我们走下坡。
Even when we are disappointed, when we fail, and when we seem to be walking downhill.
但是当主来坚固我们的时候，
when the Lord comes to strengthen us,
我们就可以重新回到主的面前，重新刚强起来。
Then we can return to the Lord and be strengthened again.
那不仅圣经里面，教会历史里面有很多很多这样的例子。
Not only do we have this in many instances in the church,
其实就是在今天，主耶稣也依然在我们每个人身上做这样的工作。
The Lord Jesus is continuing to do this kind of work in us today.
他来恢复，来坚固我们。
He's restoring us and strengthening us.
那结束之前，我们再来看一下今天我们的主题经文哈。
Before we end, let's look again at our theme verse.
提摩太后书第一章第十二节。为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
Second Timothy,
一章是。
Chapter 1, verse 12. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day.
那提摩太后书是保罗在地上所写的最后一卷书信。
Second Timothy is the last epistle that Paul wrote on earth.
写完不久，他就为主殉道。
Not long after he wrote it, he became a martyr.
那当他写这封信的时候，他回想他一生，讲到说他受了很多苦难。
When he was writing this epistle, he recalled all the different difficulties he had encountered.
那在其他书卷里面，他曾经提到说他遭遇江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、各种各样的危险。
In other epistles, he talked about all the different dangers, the robberies, the torturings, the beatings that he experienced.
讲到他被鞭打、被棍打、被石头打，到一个地步，他说连活命的指望都绝了。
He was beaten with sticks, with stones. At some points, he even despaired of life.
他自己心里也断定自己是必死。
And he also acknowledged that he was someone meant for death.
就是在这一切连活命的机会都没有的环境里面，我们的主来坚固他。
So in these conditions where he thought he had no chance of survival, the Lord came and strengthened him.
所以当他要这个离开这个世上的时候，他说讲了这句话。
So when he was about to leave the earth, he left us this message.
是他一生经过大风大浪之后所做的一个总结。
So this is the conclusion that he had after he had gone through all the different trials of life.
他说我知道我所信的是谁。
It says, he says, I know whom I have believed.
也深信他能保全我所交付的，直到那日。
And I deeply believe he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你今天是不是在难处里面。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you are encountering difficulties today.
如果没有的话，我们赞美感谢。
If not, we give all thanks and praise to God.
如果我们在软弱，我们在失望的当中的时候。
If we are in weakness or disappointment.
那请我们记得，这位爱我们的主是爱我们到底的主。
Please let us remember that our Lord loves us to the very end.
他也是拯救我们到底的主。
He is the Lord who saves us to the very end.
他更是那位坚固我们到底的主。
And he is the Lord who strengthens us to the very end.
不要让自己任凭自己留在软弱失败的当中。
Don't give up yourself and remain in that disappointment and fear.
来到主的面前，让主的爱来安慰我们。
Come before the Lord and let his love comfort you.
让主复活的大能来拯救我们。
Let the power of his resurrection save you.
更让主的话来坚固我们。
And let his word strengthen you.
我们知道说，神的应许无论有多少，在耶稣基督里面都是是。
We know that however many promises God has, in Jesus they are all yes.
当我们这样来到主的面前的时候，他一定要把这些宝贵的应许成就在我们这些软弱的人的身上。
When we come before the Lord, He is going to fulfill these precious promises on us who are weak.
可以使我们在主再来的时候欢欢喜喜地站在他的脚前。
So that when Jesus comes again, we can stand joyously before Him.
好，我们一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣啊，我们实在把这一切的赞美和感谢都归给你。
Lord Jesus, we want to give you all thanks and praise.
主啊，因为你爱我们，就爱我们到底；你救就救我们到底。
Because you love us and you love us to the end. You save us and you save us to the very end.
主啊，你也说坚固我们就坚固我们到底。
You've also said that you strengthen us to the very end.
主啊，人的话实在是有限。
Lord, the words of man are truly limited.
主啊，我们没有办法把你这样的大爱描述得清楚明白。
We cannot fully and completely describe your love.
就求你，你圣灵继续在我们每个人的心里面做工。
So we please ask that your Holy Spirit continue your work in us.
主啊，保守我们不失脚，直到见你面的日子。
Let us not fall, but until the day we see you face to face.
我们把一切赞美感谢归给主。
We give all thanks, praise, and glory to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 那我想占用大家几分钟的时间。
I'm just going to take a few minutes of everyone's time.
因为我是有一个任务来讲这篇信息。
Because I bear responsibility as I'm sharing this message with everyone.
你是说让我为福音营做热身呢？
This is actually a warm up for the gospel camp.
那我真的承认说我所知道的、所经历的非常有限。
I truly admit that my own experience and knowledge are very limited.
但是感谢主，下周我们有福音营。
But we thank our Lord, we have gospel camp next weekend.
在主里面更老练、经历更多的弟兄们为我们在福音上面有一些教导。
There are brothers there who are even more experienced in the Lord who will give us some teaching.
那我盼望我们当中如果还有福音朋友的话，如果你想去福音营的话，还是可以报名。
So if there are still gospel friends among us that want to go to the gospel camp, you can still register.
把握最后的机会。
Please, seize this last opportunity.
让我们有机会来认识这位奇妙的救主。
That you may have this opportunity of knowing our Lord.
那如果报名的话，可以把报名表交给我。
So if you are registering, you can give the registration form to me.
好，我们今天信息就到这。
So we will end here.